let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and the ever-important topic of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you're in the workplace, or maybe you're a student just going back to school, or if you're an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who has never really had faith and you're starting to check it out. Well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. We like to start the show with what I call a victory verse. A victory verse is some scripture from the Bible that I have kind of wandered onto throughout the week, and it's really kind of stuck to me. And this is actually something that came to me this morning, and I couldn't get away from it, and I love it, and I'm claiming it, and it's mine. But I'm sharing it with you. It's Psalm chapter 40, verses 1, 2, 3. It goes like this. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. So we're going to talk about that verse a little bit on the show later on. But again, that is Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3. And I hope you enjoy that and are able to spend some time in that scripture today. Just the whole idea that the Lord heard my cry and he lifted me out of the pit of despair. And then, of course, he's given me a new song to sing. Thank you again for joining us on the show today. We now have all of our podcasts loaded on iTunes. If you want to hear them, or you can go to our website, which is mark5ministries.com. You can go to our website as well. We have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. And we love to hear from you, and we appreciate your comments, your encouragements, and we always welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. For the month of September, $1 for every pint of beer sold in the Star Hill Tap Room will go directly to Wild Virginia's work to protect Virginia's national forests. The Star Hill Brewery Tap Room is on Three Notched Road in Crozet. The fourth annual Apple Harvest 5K Train Run is happening on October 8th, starting at 8 a.m. at Pleasant Grove Park in Fluvanna County. Hospice of the Piedmont will present the 2016 Journeys Fall Bereavement Day Camp on October 1st from 8:45 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. The camp is offered to children and teens 5 through 18 years of age who have been affected by the recent or impending death of a loved one. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And on the program today, we have my friend Mary Coleman. Mary, amongst other things, is the owner of a brand new business called The Ma Spa. And Mary, I just appreciate you being on the show and willing to come on and chat about faith with me.
Thank you for having me, Jeff. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, Mary, we like to start this show talking about your faith journey, or the faith journey of our guest. And so you're up today, so we're going to have to start there, if that's all right.
I'm excited to tell my story.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, it's always great to be asked and reminded of how we came to God, and so it was a blessing for me to reflect on that. I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, with three brothers and mom and a dad, And my mom took us to church every Sunday for as long as I could remember. We grew up in the Lutheran church. And I really appreciate her introducing us to God that way. But it wasn't until I met my first boyfriend that I began to realize that my relationship with God could be personal. And the intriguing thing about how I met him was through the Lutheran church, the youth group took us to a disco called the Boogie Shoes. And that's where I met my boyfriend, who then introduced me to his church. And the music and the sermon really got me in touch with God in a new way. And then from there, I really gave my heart to the Lord my freshman year in college. So it was about a two-year span where I was first introduced to the idea that God could be personal, and then I came to know him my freshman year in college.
Let's go a little bit deeper on that personal concept, because that was a real awakening for me as well. I, too, went to church for a long, long time knowing about God, but never really having this day-to-day intimate relationship. What was it that helped you kind of cross the line into making Jesus part of your everyday comings and goings?
Sure. So during my freshman year at college, I was away in New Jersey, and I had a lot of the typical transition problems that freshmen in college have. I was homesick, I was having social problems, and I was stretched academically. And then at one point, I ended up in the infirmary with a temperature of 104. And it was then that I just felt like I needed something more than what I had, that my living for myself and the whole party scene that I got into was destructive and unhealthy. And so I made a commitment there in the infirmary to give my heart to God. And from there, it was getting my first Bible and just having quiet time every day.
When I reflect back on the verse that we started the show with, wondering if that may have some significance in your life, when we think about what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 40, he starts out with, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire, and he set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. Let me take a break there, and let me just ask you, it's one thing, Mary, you and I can probably relate to this. It's one thing to read those words on the page, and it's another thing to have experiential knowledge with that.
Sure, absolutely.
And it sort of sounds like when you were in that infirmary and you cried out to the Lord and he answered you.
He did. He did. And I knew that there was something more. I also had my brother and my sister-in-law kind of in the background really encouraging me in this. And I knew that my path was unhealthy. And it was pretty amazing. I mean, I made a turnaround. I literally sort of made a fresh commitment that I wasn't going to date anymore for a little while and just take a break, focus on God. I wasn't going to do the party scene. And from there, I started, I landed in a really great church up there at school. So those are the things that kept me on the path.
There's a word for me that was new as I became stronger in my faith in John's gospel in the 15th chapter, known as the chapter about the vine. And this idea that Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. And that whole idea finally settled in for me personally, that I was tapped in to Jesus as my source, as the source of life and the source of nutrients and the source of strength. And there was a word that I was really kind of unfamiliar with, and I'm wondering, Mary, if this sort of hits home with you. It was the word abide. When you talk about having a personal relationship with Jesus, that word abide, when I first started reading that, I didn't really understand it. But then again, once you get through and you start to experience abiding, living that life where you're abiding with Christ in your comings and goings, and it sort of sounds like in the transformation that you had in the infirmary and coming out and how your life went kind of on a different path from there, that that abide word would probably apply to you as well.
Absolutely. That John 15 chapter is one of my absolute favorites. Mm-hmm. And Jesus says in there, without me, you can do nothing. And there can be nothing more clear than that. Mm-hmm. And so it was through the Bible that I got during spring break. It was my very first Bible. I began that journey of really studying the scriptures and mm-hmm. soaking in the word of God and seeing how practical it was mm-hmm. for my everyday life. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you that that is what it's all about, is receiving our nourishment mm-hmm. daily mm-hmm. from Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Mary Coleman. She's the owner of a new business in town called the Ma Spa, which we're going to talk about after the break. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we just had a brief journey with Mary about her own personal faith journey. And Mary, there's something else I want to talk about on this Psalm 40. And it's this, and you might be able to relate to this as well. I have the opportunity now to speak about my faith, and I really enjoy doing that. And I end up speaking to a lot of men's groups for whatever reason, and that's where the Lord has planted me, and that's where I'm kind of sharing the message or the new song that He's given me to sing. But this, I sense in general for a lot of my friends who don't yet have that personal relationship, that intimate relationship with Christ, the abiding relationship. I sense in a lot of men, when I look out and I talk with men today, there's a lot of, the psalmist called it despair. Mm. He says, he lifted me out of the pit of despair. And I get to talk with a lot of very different levels of the socioeconomic playing field. I talk with some people who are very, very well accomplished, and yet they get kind of to the top of their career and they start to take inventory, and they kind of go down the list. I'm in my early 50s, and so a lot of my contemporaries are starting to take stock of their life, and they're starting to say, okay, I don't quite look like I used to when I was 50. And then they take stock of their marriage, and they haven't spent really time nourishing that relationship. And then they look around at their family life, and their kids have grown distant from them. And so I end up kind of seeing this despair, and that's the word the psalmist used here, but it's almost, St. John of the Cross called it the dark night of the soul. Mm-hmm. I see just a little bit of that in men wherever I go. And I will say that there's probably been times in my life when, before I came to know the Lord, that I experienced some of that myself. But I get so excited every day and re-energized every day as I dive into God's Word. And I try to share that with the different groups that I have the opportunity to speak to, where I get to share with them how every day I have this opportunity. Paul says in Romans 12, do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so I have that opportunity to kind of share the importance of when people say, well, where do I start and how do I get going? It's, for me, all the difference, it's a long-winded statement here, Mary, but it was the Word of God made all the difference in my life. And when I made a diligent commitment that I was going to really dig into the Word, I started finding answers, and absolutely, I started finding the promises.
That's right. That's right. I mean, we live in a very performance-based world. Mm-hmm. And so we tend to be driven by the dollar and the achievements. And Jesus says, you don't have to achieve anything to come to me. Come to me just as you are. Mm. Bring to me all of your problems and your burdens. Mm. And it's in that sitting down and being still that we get centered on what we value. Mm-hmm. If we don't take that time, then we just get swept away into the influence of our jobs and the demands and the running around. Mm-hmm. And that's why Jesus calls us to him, not as an obligation, mm-hmm. but as a place where we can be refreshed. Mm-hmm. And then that abiding produces the fruit mm-hmm. that we want to say at the end of our lives that we actually bore to his glory.
Mm, and I will share, and we're heading to the break here, Mary Coleman, but I will share the days when I've had work days that were not really mm-hmm. fruitful, the days where, you know, I said some things that I really kind of regretted. Those were the days where I didn't do what you just recommended, where I didn't really start my day really kind of grounded in God's word so that I could really kind of get my feet on the solid ground before I went off and to do my business. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Mary Coleman, the owner of Ma Spa. Please stay with us, because we're going to talk with Mary here about her new venture and a lot of other things. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. For the month of September, $1 for every pint of beer sold in the Star Hill Tap Room will go directly to Wild Virginia's work to protect Virginia's national forests. The Star Hill Brewery Tap Room is on Three Notched Road in Crozet. The fourth annual Apple Harvest 5K Train Run is happening on October 8th, starting at 8 a.m. at Pleasant Grove Park in Fluvanna County. Hospice of the Piedmont will present the 2016 Journeys Fall Bereavement Day Camp on October 1st from 8:45 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. The camp is offered to children and teens 5 through 18 years of age who have been affected by the recent or impending death of a loved one. If your charity or nonprofit has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, visit our website at wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. With us on the program, we have Mary Coleman, and Mary just shared her wonderful testimony with us. And now, Mary, I want to hear what the Lord has you doing now. I want to hear about the Ma Spa and where that all came from, and talk to me.
Sure. So Ma Spa is the fruit of many years of mothering on my part. I am the mom of 7 living children. I have one that I committed to the Lord, but they range in age from 20 to 32. Mm-hmm. And in my early years as a mom, I really felt a lot of the burdens, the mire that I felt was just guilt. Performance-based mothering, trying to be perfect, and it really dragged me down. And what I want to do through my new business is invite mothers to come away, get a break from your children, and get refreshed in the Word of God. Everything that we've already talked about on the program today, it's all about getting centered back with the Lord, finding truth in His Word so that we can go back home feeling refreshed and equipped for our calling.
And when did your business start?
Sure. So I had a soft launch in June with just my friends. Mm-hmm. And then I've been offering classes all summer. I just had a grand opening celebration last Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so folks can go online at maspaseville.com and find the classes that I offer and sign up right there.
Tell me about some of the classes that you offer. What would I find there on the sign up?
Sure. So I try to offer something that would suit the needs of women at different stages of life, because it's not just young moms that need refreshments. Mm-hmm. I'm a grandmother now, and I recognize that midlife you might want to discover what your personal goals are. Mm-hmm. So I have a class on personal goal setting. Tomorrow I'm going to have a class on mothering adult children, mm-hmm. because we older moms want to do that well, and we don't want to be Budinskys. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But I also have classes on your spiritual life, walking with the Lord. The pampered soul is all about the love of God. And then I have practical things. Like, we have a class this month called Mothers Have Homework Too. And it's all about the things that moms have to do to help get the kids off to school every day, getting dinner on the table, managing paper. I mean, these are the topics. This is where we live every day. And we don't usually think of asking God for help and direction on these practical things, and yet he is in the details.
Yes.
And he wants to help us have peace. Mm-hmm. And it's not just for Sunday. We need peace every day. Mm-hmm. And so that is why I offer these classes and invite women to come all year long. Because, you know, most churches will have a women's retreat once a year or twice a year. I have a women's retreat all year long. Mm. And the classes switch up every month.
I love it. And so you're focusing on the women. Do you ever bring the men in, or is it really focused on the women?
Sorry, Jeff. I've told my husband he needs to open a pause bar.
Yes.
a dad's den.
What's funny is that my wife and I, of course, our youngest is now 18. I can't believe I'm saying that. And our oldest is 23. And so when our children were young, my wife and I attended what we kind of called parent coaching. Mm. And we really needed it, because one of the things that's so important is getting on the same sheet of music. And my wife to this day reminds me how I was just the happy dad, the fun dad, the yes dad. And she taught me the importance of developing the no muscle.
Yes,
learning to say no. And unfortunately, my youngest daughter, who's a senior in high school, she ended up being the one that I practiced that no on. But
sure.
Once you learn to say no, it just becomes, no. You know, she walks in the room and no matter what she asks me, no. And then she's wise enough now to kind of say, okay, now I need to represent that request.
Right.
But, well, that's that sounds like a really good thing. Tell us about your website in case any of our listeners want to go on to your site and kind of check out what might be for them.
Sure. I tried to really build it in a way that you could capture everything you might experience when you come to the spa. Mm-hmm. The address is maspaseville.com. Mm-hmm. And I have the history, how we got started. I've got pictures of the transformation of our office suite, which mm-hmm. is very conveniently located near TJ Maxx and Lowe's. And I have the class descriptions and also just encouragement for mothers, just reminding them why this is important. And I say, you know, you can go get your hair done and go get your nails done, but it's not going to help you be a better mom in the end.
Mm.
And so what I want to encourage women to do is to add to the wonderful self-care they already do, this thing of soul care, mm. where you're getting your soul fed, you're getting your questions answered, mm-hmm. You're fellowshipping with other mothers, and we're a community and we're learning from each other. And so all those things combined will make us healthy, balanced women, mm-hmm. not just the physical things, but also the spiritual investments.
What do you think for our listeners you could share, or what are some of the common challenges that mothers are facing today that might make some of our listeners consider your program at the MOSPA?
Sure. I think through the ages, perfectionism has probably always been an issue. But with social media now, we have everyone's life and lifestyle scrolling through our phone on a daily basis. And so the comparisons and the guilt and perfectionism that drives all of our discontentment is probably a really, really big issue. And women, we're hard on ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have very high standards. I think God made us to shoot for the moon in terms of our expectations for our families. Mm-hmm. But in the end, we need Jesus to help us temper all those expectations and bring them down to earth and be realistic in our expectations of ourselves, not being too hard on our husbands, building a strong marriage, and then in the end, modeling for our children what it means to love Christ and love our neighbors. Mm-hmm. That's where, in the end, that's the most important thing that we could ever do.
Do you ever touch in on the, I guess we call them now, the helicopter parents and that type of situation where you're overly involved in the life of your child and how to kind of cut the cord a little bit?
Sure. I definitely want to offer a class there. Mm-hmm. I think before I do that one, I want to offer some kind of forum on technology because I think that would be another big one for parents right now. How do you navigate when to give your child a phone and how do you monitor that? What do you do with your teenagers and the freedoms that they want to have and the protections that you want to provide? This is a really big issue for modern moms. And really, my children were kind of on the tail end of the iPhone and the internet in your hand. So I'm going to rely, and I need some other women who are versed in these things to share with the younger moms what to do, because everybody's feeling pretty desperate and pretty scared.
What about this topic? And we're talking with Mary Coleman, the owner of the Moss Spa Seaville. What about the topic? It seems like some, and it's not just mothers, but parents in general, are so tender to their children that they don't want to even ask them to pick up after themselves, and they don't want them to, feel like that they need to participate in any chores or cut the grass or help the family in that capacity. I don't know if that's new or if that's just something that's kind of bubbling to the surface today. I know, like all families, we have our challenges with that. But at the end of the day, there's certain expectations in our household. If you're going to be a functioning member of our family, there are certain things you need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I try to make it clear that there is no one way to raise children. But there are some biblical principles around which character is built. And hard work is one of those. And I know when I was raising my little ones and requiring them to do chores, and we had a chore chart, and Saturday morning, no TV or anything until the chores were done. And I would quote to them that scripture, I think it's in Thessalonians, it says, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. And that may be a manipulation of the scriptures, but it's a principle that we don't have anything in this life without also working for it, that this is something that God has enabled us to do. It's a privilege to work. And to be a part of a family, we have to all pitch in. Otherwise, the mom will be overworked and overtired. I think another issue tied to this is overscheduling in our society. And so the moms want to relieve their children of the burdens of chores because they have so much homework, they have sports, they have dance. And so every family, again, husband and wife, have to sit down and look at the schedule, talk about what they value, and eliminate some things in order for the family to have peace. You can't pay for peace, but you have to sort of fashion your life very deliberately in order to have it.
That seems like in Charlottesville a challenge. My point is, I grew up in Bethesda, Maryland, and was involved in a lot of different activities. But the one thing we didn't have in Bethesda was so much travel time between, you know, to get from soccer practice to hockey practice to, you know, back home to practicing a sport again. It was all relatively close. And in Charlottesville, it's a little more spread out. And so when you start evaluating the time in the car and the time away from home, and that's a little different. It's just something you have to keep in mind.
Absolutely. Rural life has a certain burden to it, and you do have to factor that in when you're deciding what your children are going to do. And, you know, a lot of this is fear and pressure about college and getting scholarships and all of that kind of stuff. But once you have that time with God and you close out what the world is saying and listen to what he's saying in your heart and converse with your husband and also talk as a family, you can drill down and find out what you really value and only do those things.
Mary Coleman, thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Mary, to you and your family and all our listeners today, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day, and we'll see everybody next week. Come restore and make us.